Hello and welcome to this Canadian Opera Company podcast. My name is Gianmarco Sagato, and today I'll be chatting with Toronto jewelry designer Nancy Ciccone, who has created something very special for our upcoming performances of Tosca. We have 14 performances, which will take place at the Four Seasons Center for the Performing Arts, running from January 21st to February 25th, 2012. Welcome, Nancy, and thanks for joining me today.
Thank you.
Now, first, before we get into what Nancy's actually created for us and talking about them a bit, I want to give you a bit of the background of why she took on this project for us in the first place. One of the great interpreters of the role of Tosca, of course, is Maria Callas, and she virtually set the standard for this role for all the generations that preceded her from the 1950s on. She made two recordings of the opera, and there's even some film footage of her in the role. It's in the scene where she kills Scarpia. And one of the things that Callas did to kind of make her stand out even more, I suppose, was for her first American performances of the role at the Met in 1956, she commissioned a jeweler to make her a set of jewels, now known as the Tosca jewels. And she commissioned a Swarovski company, who is Nancy will tell us a bit more about that in a second, but extremely well-known company in Austria that makes the best crystals. And they made jewels for her for Tosca and for several of the other roles she was singing. Those jewels were actually used by one of our sopranos who's going to be singing Tosca, Adrienne Piachanka, in her appearances in Tosca at Los Angeles Opera. They were, at that time, part of a display that was touring around opera houses around America of Callas's jewels. And what we asked Nancy to do was to produce her version of the jewels, and I have them in front of me now, and you'll be able to look at pictures of them on our blog. So what we have in front of us are an incredible necklace, tiara, and earrings. And I'm just wondering if you can tell me a bit about the process of coming up with this design. What inspired you?
Well, I was definitely inspired by the original pieces that Maria Callas wore. I think if you look at them, what they have the most sort of in common would be the shape. When I saw the photos of her wearing them, I was really struck by how large they were, how much of the area of her neck they actually took up. So I wanted to sort of, carry that on in the pieces that I was going to make. They are distinctly mine. They have a little bit of pearl in them, and I'm definitely a pearl person, so I wanted to incorporate that. But definitely the shape was my first sort of like jumping off point. Her pieces have like sort of a leaf motif in the shape of the, for lack of a better word, the arms of the necklace, and I was thinking about that, and so mine have little floral pieces in them. And it has sort of a little bit of an organic feel with the floral pieces, and then actually the overall shape kind of reminds me of a snowflake. And with the addition of the pearls as well, it has a very sort of wintry feel to it.
So would you call this like is it sort of a vintage shape, or is this sort of a modern take on a classic form?
I think it's definitely a vintage inspired. A lot of my jewelry is vintage inspired because that's one of my loves is vintage jewelry. It's sort of why I got into it in the first place. Definitely, I would say this has a vintage feel to it. Even the pearls sort of kind of give it that vintage feel as well. And definitely the shapes, the navettes, the teardrops. Even though some of them are more modern Swarovski pieces, definitely the older shapes give it that sort of real sort of estate feel.
And what makes the Swarovski crystals sought after, famous? I mean, people always want to know if it's made of Swarovski crystal as opposed to other crystals.
Well, you know what? They do make the finest quality crystal in the world, and they're definitely innovators. They're always pushing the envelope with color and shape and different techniques that they can achieve through crystal. Working with their product, it's definitely, you're hard-pressed not to find something that will work.
Right.
With whatever ideal you have in your head, they have a component or something that will definitely help you facilitate your idea and help it come to life. So it's, it's just a great company. They're always pushing the envelope, and they always have wonderful, wonderful innovations.
They're incredibly, like, they reflect the light, so
the quality of the crystal is unsurpassed. Like, it is absolutely beautiful.
So can you tell me a bit more about some of the materials you've used? And you've mentioned a couple of them. You did mention to me earlier that you've used some vintage crystals.
Yeah, there's
as well.
A couple of older pieces that actually I had from a supplier of mine that I would have been sitting there and sort of debating what I was going to do with them. And then they sort of worked perfectly into this, which was sort of nice. I always, I'm a little bit superstitious about that. Things sort of hang around the studio for a while, and and I never get too stressed out about, you know, having them lay around, lay about, because I know that the perfect project will come up and they will definitely be put to good use. So there's some Swarovski pieces here. There's some older pieces. It's the entire piece is actually put together with jump rings. They're so on stones, the bulk of them. And what I did was linking them with jump rings really gave it sort of like a feel of fabric, so it has a lot of movement. The whenever I design a piece, especially a larger necklace, I'm always conscious of the fact that it has to be comfortable when worn.
Right.
Even though this is sort of like just a...
It's an over-the-top showpiece.
Over-the-top showpiece, definitely. I mean, it wasn't designed specifically to be worn, but I'm sure somebody will.
It's wearable. Yeah.
It's definitely wearable, but I always sort of need to think about them being comfortable. And for a large piece, it's not very heavy, and it can be. It feels wonderful when you wear it. It really does. It moves with you. It also sits really well because the majority of work that I do is for weddings.
Right.
Whenever I do large pieces, I'm always conscious of the fact that they're going to be worn and people are going to be dancing in them. Hopefully they're going to be dancing in them. So, it's not uncommon to see me jumping about the studio and dancing around and making sure that not only is going to be comfortable, but it's going to sit where it needs to sit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this piece got that test.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, we were photographing it a little bit earlier, we were all remarking on how light it felt. I mean, when people see the pictures, they'll see what we mean, because it looks like it could be very heavy, but it's not. Now, tell me a bit about the tiara. What did you, how did you fashion that?
So the tiara is actually a tiara that I found, because I don't make tiaras.
Right.
But this was an interesting creative challenge for me. So it was a tiara that I found that had a lot of the same shapes of the stones that I knew I would be using in the necklace. And what I did was I added more stones to it. I added some stones to the sides that changed the shape a little bit, and then I added a pearl fringe that is sort of sewn in with wire throughout the entire thing. And what's nice about that is then as you move, the pearls move. So it has a lot of sort of movement to it.
There's a lot of life in it.
Yeah, that's the thing. Tiaras to me always feel really sort of, you know, rigid and and but this one has sort of a little bit of an organic feel to it. I really as far as tiaras go, I'm quite pleased with it.
And the earrings, what was your sort of take on that? They're beautiful. Like the center has like a flower.
Yeah, so it's picking up on the floral motif that's in the necklace.
Right.
And again, because I'm always thinking, who on earth would wear this giant necklace with these giant earrings? It goes against my sort of golden rule of jewelry. But so I wanted to make something that definitely complemented it, but would work well on their own. And they're beautiful. It's a beautiful earring if you were to wear it completely by itself.
Yeah, yeah. And this project, it looks like it probably took a lot of time. I'm just curious, like, how much time did it take if you had to put it all together?
It was a lot of sort of, like, playing around with the stones at first and linking them together to see where the best movement would be, what kind of shapes. And once I had the sort of original motif, then I'd say putting the rest of it together probably took me about 12 to 15 hours to do the entire thing, start to finish. But not that it felt like work, because it was actually really, it was great. I'm always up for the creative challenge, especially when it comes to jewelry, and this was a lot of fun.
Well, people, some of our patrons probably know your work already, because it's been at the Opera Shop now for a couple seasons and incredibly popular, and beautiful work in crystal and pearl that Nancy does. And we will have this piece on display in the shop during the winter run in January and February. And people can come and see what we're talking about here. The words don't do the pieces justice by any means. But we'll have other pieces, right, that will complement this as
absolutely,
well.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah.
So, but there, you know, you have your chance now to come and see,
see it up close
as we can get to the Callas Tosca jewels. Well, thank you very much for joining me today, Nancy. It's been a pleasure.
Welcome.
For more information about Tosca, including purchasing tickets for the opera and purchasing season-related recordings online, please visit our website at coc.ca. This is Gianmarco Sagato. Please check all of our listings. You can listen to COC Radio now, where you will be able to listen to music, listening guides of Tosca, videos of our production, and interviews with some of the people that are appearing in them.